ram or buck or male sheep?
Ram.
Okay. What about a female sheep?
female sheep.
okay. What do you raise sheep for?
Wool.
Okay. Okay. Earlier you told me that a pig is little and a bigger one is called a
hog.
Okay. And if there were two of them, you'd say
a pair of hogs.
Okay. Okay, what do you call, okay, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be able to be used for breeding, what would you say that they did to him?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard castrate or alter or change or any of those?
No.
Okay. Okay, what would you call a male hog?
I don't know.
What would you call a male hog that's been castrated?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a barrel or a barrow?
No.
Okay. Okay, what do hogs have on their backs? Sort of stick up. You have hair brushes. Sometimes on a hairbrush you can read it, it'll say, pure, what?
Nylon?
No. Okay, if it's not nylon, it'll say, pure boar something.
Hair?
Yeah, now do you know another word for that?
No.
Okay. Real stiff kind of hair.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call those big teeth that a hog has? An elephant has them too.
Tusks.
Run that by again.
One minute. Tusks.
Okay. Would you call them the same thing for an elephant that you would for a hog? Would you have a different name for the two?
No, I didn't know hogs had long teeth.
Oh, okay. Okay. The thing that you put food in for a hog would be what? A long metal thing, you should.
I don't know.
Okay, do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
No.
Okay, alright. Have you ever heard of a wild hog or a mountain rooter or a piney woods rooter?
No.
Okay, alright. Okay, now, what do you call the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? A calf, you might say the calf, what,